A very good morning. On behalf of Teach 613, we welcome you to Take 10 for Talmud. Psachim and Beis, Psachim 42b, pagination page 84. The Mishnah, which began the Perek on the previous side of this daf, told us that Chometz Ho'adomi, vinegar from Edom, is one of the items which is Chometz. Vinegar, in its classic sense, is made of wine that went bad. We had a case like this in Brachas Daf Hei, Brachas 5b, in which we discussed how a certain Talmud Chacham had wine that went bad, and the Talmid HaChachamim came to visit him and told him, Michoshid Kutsha Brichu Da'avedina Belodina, do you accuse Hashem of doing something to you without a reason, without a judgment? And they asked him to check into his affairs, business dealings, to make sure that he hasn't done anything wrong to anyone. And in fact, he analyzed and he found that he had shortchanged someone and attributed the wine going bad and becoming vinegar to that wrongdoing, and the Gemara there concludes that after he paid up what he was supposed to, Iyaker Chalav is Davin Bidmei Chamra. The vinegar went up in value and it was able to be sold at the same price as wine. And we see in the culture we're describing, wealth and lack thereof was in certain ways defined by whether the wine went bad and became vinegar. So we'll see that this is the theme of our Gemara in defining why vinegar in Edom would be considered chametz, why that expression exists. So the Gemara tells us, Dishadu Beisairi, because the way the vinegar had to be made was that they had to put barley into it to cause that process for the wine to become vinegar, as we'll see, because otherwise it would not change to vinegar, it would remain the wine, which was the ideal product. Amar Rav Nachman. Rav Nachman says, V'tchila kishayim aviyam nesachim miYehuda. Originally, when we used to bring the libations, the wine offering on the Mizbeach, lo haya yenam shayehuda machmitz, in that merit, the wine in Yehuda would not go bad and would not become vinegar. Until, if they wanted vinegar, you wanted that product, so you had to actually go ahead and put barley into it. And they used to call that vinegar. In other words, the norm was that if you wanted wine, you left it. If you wanted vinegar, you put barley into it. And that's the process that was known in among the Jewish people during the time the Beis HaMikdash stood. Va'achshav, but now, ein yenam shel adomi yemachmitz. That strength, that power, that quality was given to the Edomim, the descendants of Esav, who destroyed the Beis HaMikdash, ad shenostim l'sochem sa'orim, until they put barley into the wine, and then it becomes vinegar, but until then, their wine doesn't go bad. V'korim osachomet zu adomi, and they refer to it with this unique expression, chomet zu adomi, the vinegar of Edom. Because to get vinegar in Edom, you have to do something unusual. Normally, what do? To get vinegar among general people, you just let some wine go bad and you would have your vinegar. And some wine does go bad and there's no shortage. But in Edom, it's very unique. The chometz of Edom was chometz, was leavened, because it required that barley be put into the liquid. The Gemara tells us, L'kayim ha-shanemar, this is a fulfillment of a pasuk in Yechezkel, which says, in the name of Tzor, which Rashi tells us is Edom, Yan asher omra tzur al Yerushalayim, since tzur says about Yerushalayim, the pasuk is in Yecheskel Chavav pasuk beis, ha'och, a remarkable thing, nishbura dalso so'amin, the gates of the nations have been broken. This refers to the gates of Yerushalayim, which used to be frequented by the nations. They are broken. They're worthless. We've destroyed the quality of Yerushalayim. Naseba elai. They're going to turn to me, the nations of the world, instead of going to Yerushalayim, which was the central focus of the world. So Edom is saying they're going to turn to me. And here are the concluding words which the Gemara quotes. Imalei hacharava. I will be filled from the desolate one. In other words, when Yerushalayim is destroyed, then Edom says, we are great. Imaleya zu, the Gemara on the third white line, if this one is big, chareva zu. This one is destroyed. Vimeleyazu, and if this one is full, Charvazu, this one is destroyed. This is a throwback to the theme of Yaakov and Esav, which we find in different places in the Gemara is revisited. The concept that those twins, children of Yitzchak and Rivka, had a seesaw effect. When one goes up, one goes down, up, down. They don't ascend at the same time. Rav Nachman bar Yitzchak Amar Mehacha, Rav Nachman bar Yitzchak says, there's an additional pasuk, there's a different pasuk, Mehacha, from here, Ula'om mila'om ye'ematz. Rivka was told that one nation, one of the twins, will become strong from the other nation, as if he kind of takes the strength from the other one in order to ascend. They will not ascend at the same time, but they switch off. They say a cute line when it comes to the seesaw effect. When one goes up, the other goes down, down, up. So they say on a certain Talmud Chacham that as a child, he didn't want to play on the seesaw because he saw in it a negative quality, such a simple game, but a person that's extremely sensitive spiritually, he saw in it the concept of Lashon Hara, that a person puts one person down in order to go up, and then he has to go down in order for the other one to go up, at least somehow symbolically. I'm not forbidding seesaws, but symbolically he saw in it with a sensitivity that the seesaw effect is not a good thing in the real world, in actual activities, but that's exactly the effect that we see between Yaakov and Esav. Now, which one is normal? Is it normal that the chometz in Yehuda doesn't spoil, or is it normal that the chometz in Edom doesn't spoil? Which one is the normal situation? So the Marsha points out that there's another pasuk that we should analyze from Yitzchak in Parshas Toldos, that when he gives the bracha to Esav after discovering that Yaakov was given the main brachas, and Yitzchak realizes it was correct, so Yitzchak gives the bracha v'hoya ka'asher torid, it will be that when Yaakov is lowered, ufarakta ulo me'altzav orecha, then you will be able to ascend. And that Yitzchak indeed described it exactly as our Gemara describes it, that it's only when Yaakov is lowered, when he's no longer worthy of the blessings, that Esav will be able to step in and take these blessings, so to speak, for himself. That's in fact the wording that we see in the Gemara. On the first wide line, you'll notice that by Yehuda, by the Jewish people, when it was good, and they had to put Seorim into the wine to make it vinegar, it's called chometz stam. It's called normal. That's vinegar. That's how you make vinegar in Yehuda. Those are the ingredients. When it came to Edom, and they had this unique quality that you had to put barley in order to make vinegar, it's called chometz ha'adomi. The chometz of Edom. It was called something remarkable. That was not the normal way of doing business. And in fact, we daven for the restoration of the Beis HaMikdash, at which time we'll again be able to bring the Nesachim and again be granted the unique blessings that are described in this Gemara of Yehuda Lohaya Yenam Sha Yehuda Machmitz. On a practical level, this is something that we are aware of when purchasing things for Pesach, that the grain vinegar would be chametz, because it would include chametz-type grain in order to make it, whereas grape vinegar, wine vinegar, would be the way to have vinegar possible on Pesach. Yeshe Koach, have a wonderful day.